Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now it's Christmas. Yes, it's Christmas. Thank God it's Christmas.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show on Christmas Day. Merry Christmas, everyone. So, some people say I'm a Scrooge. And they might be right. But I'd like to offer three things as exhibits in my own defense. First, the early part of my career was spent in retail. You've heard me talk about working for Sears, and I worked for a furniture store for a while before that, and worked my way through college in retail. Retail is tough on the holiday spirit. If you're in retail, you know what I'm talking about. And I think there's, you know, since there's a syndrome for everything else, why can't we have a syndrome for retail survivors like me and maybe you? I think we should call it the PTHSS, Post-Traumatic Holiday Shock Syndrome. How about that? Well, that's what I have. I've got PTHSS after all these years. Number two. Since I don't wait until the holidays to give someone a gift, I don't, you know, if I want to give you, if you're in my life and I want to give you something in November, I don't put it up and say I'll give it to him at Christmas. I give it to you in November. What if I get hit by a truck? I want you to have it right now. I just don't get all worked up about holiday giving, right? Not that the ladies mind getting stuff all year, right? Let's not lose our heads. It's just that they want me to be giddy about giving at Christmas time. Giddy? Bah, humbug. And here's my third exhibit. As an avowed and devout contrarian, it would be antithetical for me to feel obligated to do what everyone else is doing. And if there's one thing that's become part and parcel of the holiday spirit, it's obligation, right? For example, if someone gives my significant other and me a last-minute gift before Christmas, other feels obligated to reciprocate. I don't. I'll do something nice for them in March. And also, after the Christmas cards have been sent, if an incoming card is received from someone that was not on your list, do you rush to get a card out to them? Not me. Maybe next year. In the world according to me, giving should be voluntary, not obligatory. To a Scrooge, not reciprocating is actually endearing. It's not that I don't like the holidays. Let's get that clear. As a Christian, this is a very important time in my faith life. As a capitalist, the importance of holiday spending to our economy isn't lost on me, I can tell you that for sure. I just don't care for what we self-absorbed humans hath wrought on this holiday season. And if that makes me a Scrooge, well, guilty as charged. So, on behalf of my misunderstood brethren, and I know this may sound politically incorrect, but I actually heard of a female Scrooge once, and our sistren, let me be clear about a few things. Number one, Scrooges are can be lovable and huggable, and yes, even cute. Number two, it's a myth that all Scrooges are skinflints. Some are actually quite generous, but their generosity isn't obsessive and doesn't come with giggles. Number three, Scrooges can be quite caring and compassionate without saying bless their hearts over and over again. As proof, and to attempt to influence an acquittal, I offer two challenges in evidence, one for me and one for us. The challenge for me is I challenge myself to be more receptive to and tolerant of the silly parts of the holiday season, including the silly people in the holiday season, and those who perpetuate the silliness. But please be patient. The mill of a Scrooge grinds slowly. I challenge us to be more generous, more loving, thankful, and spiritual all year long, not just on the holidays. Think about this. Imagine what would happen if we practiced peace on earth, goodwill toward everyone, every day. It might sound like this. Let's help those people right now, in the middle of July. So folks, as I wrap up here, think about these things. I know I'm a Scrooge. I admit it. Maybe you are too. Maybe you're not. But let's think about let's try to have this spirit, the way you feel right now. Let's have that spirit all year long, not just at Christmas time, not just during the holidays. Let's help people even in the middle of July. Because remember this, everybody that you helped this holiday season, and I hope you did, if you really want to get this holiday spirit, if you really want to get, if you're missing it and you want to get it, go help somebody. You can even help them after Christmas. That's how you will get it. And if you'd like to keep that all year long, help people, help someone all the time, all year long. As I wrap up this segment, I'll send you off by saying Merry Christmas, everyone. Peace to you and yours. Shalom. Selam. Que la paz esté con ustedes. This is Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after these messages. Don't go away, whatever you do. Merry Christmas, everyone. Stay with me.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.